Kohen Gadol, depends upon how the Kohen Gadol should daven, what type of weather should be.
That's what Rashbam Tosfos says, she is palo, she is chamala, te chamu yosem idai. If it's like a hot in Rosh Hashanah, he has to daven, it should not be that hot the rest of the year. And if it's cold, he should be mispalo, it shouldn't be that cold the rest of the year. For Rav Omer Rav Nachman, yeah. So Kitza, when the middle of Shiloh is a matna shchibmar midiraisa not, so far the man the Yomer brought down psukim to say that it's midiraisa. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, or Nachman holds though, that matna shchibmar midirabonin bialmehi. That is such a matona, it's only midirabonin. And why did the rabbonin make such a takona? Shem etitra of dieta love. Because we're afraid the person's about to die, he's very sick, if he wants to give away a kinyan, and he says it, and by saying it, it does not help, we're afraid he'll feel bad about it, and that may be mekar of his misa. So, in order, shaloi titra v'daitoi, Rabbona made a new takono, that if a shchibmara says he wants to give away a present, the amir alone is considered like a kinyan. But it's only midi rabbonin. So Gemara asks the question, is this true? Umi yomar Rav Nachman hochi, is it true that Rav Nachman said like this? That a matna shchiv meraz on him with Rabbonin, Rav Nachman said, Af agav the Yomar Shmuel, even though Shmuel holds and says, that ha-moicher shtachayv l'chaveroi, if Reuven sells a shtachayv, that Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven has this shtachayv, that Shimon owes him money, so Reuven goes ahead and sells it to Levi. Levi pays money for it, so now it's considered like Shimon owes the money directly to Levi. But later Reuven, the original Malva, is Meichel the Chayv. The Locher is Meichel. You know it's called the good Mechila. Because we hold that you can't really sell a Shtar Chayv with the rice that's on him with the Rabbanin, so the Shibud HaGuf still stays by the original Malva, therefore it could be Meichel. The Afilu Yerush Meichel, even if he yashens it, still, you could be Meichel. Rashbam says, "Vafilu Yerush Shomalva." Not even the Malva is alive. Even if the Malva died, and his Yerushim want to be Meichel, they could also be Meichel. Rashbam says, "Svaruhu Leolam Kher Shlokev Amashinim Tzloi Shtar Hamilva," because this sale of selling Shtar Chayv is not so strong. So therefore, the Malva could be Meichel, and even his Yerush could be Meichel. But still, Rav Nachman said, "You should know, Moedir Shmuel, but Shmuel agrees." Shimnos no b'matna shchiv mira. But let's say he gives it away. It's a shchiv mira that gives away this present. Gives away this milva. Not you sell your milva to somebody else. But a shchiv mira gives it away because it's a matna shchiv mira. Then the any yochel meichloi. That the mouth of the shchiv mira cannot be meichel anymore. So you see, it's stronger than a regular kinyan. So the question is why? If you tell me that midiraisa there's a new kinyan of a matna shchiv mira, if so, mishum hochi and a yochel imchel. That's why he can't be moichel, because midiraisa the mechir is chal. But ele iyamr, but if you're going to tell me the rabbonin is only kinyan the rabbonin, if so, am I any yochel imchel? Why can't he be moichel then? On a regular kinyan with the rabbonin, you're telling me you can't really sell a shtar chayv. So if so, the Shibud HaGuf stays by the milva, why can't the Shchiv Mera be Meichel? So my answer is like this. I tell you, Einer Shel Torah. Really, Midiraisa, the Matna Shchiv Mera is not a Kinyan Midiraisa. But the Asol Kishel Torah, when the Rabbonim made up this Kinyan, they made it a very strong Kinyan. They made it Kain Midiraisa. So if whatever helps Midiraisa, by a Kinyan Midiraisa, you can't be Meichel. There, the Malva sells it completely. Who are then of a Shchiv Mera also? A shchimra cannot be meichel. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav says over the name of Rav Nachman. Shchimra shoma. A shchimra that says, Yidr ploini v'bayezeh, this Reuven should live in my house. Yoichel ploini peres dekozeh, Reuven should eat the fruits of my trees. Loyom aklum, that means nothing. That's not said that he's giving over the house or giving over the tree to that person. Achyerim, until he says to him clearly, to nu by Zelaplani, the other boy, I want you to give this house to that person, and he should live there. If he says to nu the other boy, that's called a matnash shimura. But if he just says the person should live there, we do not see he means to give it. Or else if he says to nu deko Zelaplani, the yucha paresov. If he says to nu deko Zelaplani, give this tree to my friend, he should eat, that's called a good matana. So Moshe says, Lameimu, you want to tell me, the Sovra Nachman holds that Milsav Yisav Bebori Yisav Shrimura, only a kinyan that applies by a healthy person, there is by Shrimura. But the Lesav Bebori, Lesav Shrimura. A kinyan is not by a bori like a Dover Shlobali Yelam, that's not by a Shrimura either. So you want to tell me they have the same things? Like the Shbam says, Le'olim Koyach Hashrimura Yisav Menabori. Elisham Rosa Kunik Kinyan Suda the Bori. The only chiddush is that by Shrimura, even though he doesn't make a Kinyan, his Amir alone is enough. But otherwise, the Kinyanim only work on a double Shabol Yelam and not on something that's not Bol Yelam, that a Bori can't make a Kinyan altogether. So, my first question is that true? I've Omar Rav, Rav, said Omar Rav Nachman, that Shrimura Shama Tunulav was the plane.